Weddings, man. You put the word wedding in front of everything.
And suddenly the price goes up.
The cost goes...
It is absolutely crazy. I've only dipped my toe in the wedding planning pool so far because we haven't set a date for our wedding. We can't even agree on dates for an engagement party, to tell you the truth. So I think the wedding is going to be a little further off than what we originally thought. But that's okay. I'm okay with that. I'm not stressing about dates. I'm stressing about price. Because just looking at the few things that I've peeked at over the past week has set my blood pressure to extremely high. I've just been researching simple things like photographers and venues and packages and alcohol and, you know, those things, wedding dresses. I want two dresses. You know, that's expensive. Yeah. And in my research, I came across a figure that the average Australian wedding is currently sitting at $50,000.
Wow.
And that's the average. We're not talking the most expensive. Like, there's obviously a lot higher than that, but there's also some lower than that. But the average Australian wedding, $50,000.
Yeah, I went to a $75,000 wedding not long ago. A very close friend of mine has a big Italian family.
Oh, yeah.
So had to invite everyone or whatever. And
it makes me want to cry.
They were happy. I think because I'm a celebrant, they opened up a bit about the costs and stuff. And they were like, yeah, we're going to clock over the $75,000 mark.
Do they have to get a loan? Like, that's my question right now. Because
I think they got a loan from the bank of dad.
Right, gotcha. Well, I don't have a bank of
dad.
No,
you don't have the bank of dad?
So
there's a bank of dad. It's just gone broke. Well, the bank's out of business.
A little secret of mine, I did have money to put towards a wedding that was sitting in a bank account that I used on a house deposit instead a couple of years ago when I didn't think I'd ever get married.
Smart.
So, well, now I don't know if it's so smart because I'm looking at all of these prices and I'm like, how does anyone afford a wedding? How? There are so many people out here that are married. Like, everyone I look at is married, but how did they afford it? I don't understand.
Look, 13, 12, 16 is the phone number. We'll open the phones
on
it. What do you want to know? How did you afford a wedding
in
2019,
Tips
people?
And tricks. Like, did you go all out and you managed to do so by getting a loan? Or did you make it super cheap so you could afford it without
that's
it? Like,
boom.
I want to know your tips and tricks on how to afford
a wedding. That's what we did, was the second option there that you said, because we got to sort of this stage where, you know, the wedding stress kicked in and we're looking at the list going, oh my God, how are we going to do this? And my wife and I finally, because we were arguing with each other and stuff, and we finally just went, you know what? We're not going to do this. We just eloped. But Tiffany, what's your advice? How did you afford a wedding in 2019?
So me and my husband actually got married in a registry type office thing, and then we just basically spent $5,000 on a piss up party.
All right.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah, so see.
You just have the reception.
Yeah.
That's it.
As a celebrant too, Tiffany, and I don't know, Gabby, if it's something you'd be interested in, but there's so many people are doing that now. They're just having the party. I did one 2 weeks ago and they're like, surprise. Yeah. Then at the engagement party, they get married. Yeah. I mean, that has to be your cup of tea.
I don't think my family would approve. I think I would actually be shot by my mum. Like, she wouldn't talk to me.
We had my mum, my dad, and his dad there. When we actually got married, and then when we had the party, we were like, surprise, we're already married, a year later.
Yeah.
All right, okay, she might be down
with
that.
I don't think Maureen would be down with that. Not at all. Tiffany, thank you. Lisa, you're next.
Gabby, I'm a money coach, and I think taking out a loan to start a wedding is the worst way to start a marriage.
Yeah.
But what I did was I worked out that I didn't need to spend $80 on each of my three bridesmaids. I just did a single red rose and put a ribbon around it, because the focus is on the bride anyway.
So you're talking about the bouquets.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So the bouquets. I got my first quote. I got married in Sydney. My first quote was several hundred dollars.
Yeah.
And I chopped that down to $80 because I focused on my bouquet and gave them a single red rose.
Did it look very bachelorette, all these girls standing there with a red rose?
Well, I got married well before the bachelorette.
Oh, gotcha, yeah, gotcha. Right.
There's still something very classy about a single red rose,
no,
isn't
I do
there?
Like
you
that.
Know? 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Kate.
And
how do you cut down on wedding costs, or how do you afford a wedding?
So my number one tip is don't have an engagement party. You're already spending money there. Reduce the time frame you have for planning your wedding, because the longer you have to plan, the more stuff you end up having to get.
Oh, really?
Yeah, could you think about it? Like, the longer you have to think about it, the more things you're thinking, oh, I like this, and I want to add this, and what about this? Whereas,
oh, my God, it's like you're in my brain.
Yeah. I'm down with a lot of that, except for the don't have the engagement party thing, because I'm really looking forward to that.
It's BYO, by the way.
Okay, don't worry about it then. Don't worry. That's fine. I don't care. You can cancel it.